ping of ball meeting bat echoes across Bob Lyons Field. Baseball coach Bill Pickett prepares for his fourth season as Brahma's head coach. Prior to his time in the dugout, he spent 3 years in the Oakland Athletics single-A system.
I knew I was never going to make it when I went up for a big league game in spring training, and I saw those guys. I saw Canseco, and I saw McGuire, and Ricky Henderson, and Carney Lansford, and they were just huge men. And I'm about the same size as I am now, about 5'10", 185, maybe a little bit thicker now.
Despite not making it further, Coach Pickett is grateful for his time playing pro ball.
It was a wonderful experience. I probably learned more in those 3 years about myself and the game and, you know, responsibility and maturity than all my years combined.
His first coaching job came at Saugus High School.
I was doing lessons, private lessons at the time, and my students was about to go into high school, and he said that they didn't have a freshman coach, and I thought it might be interesting, and I did it, and I've been doing it ever since.
In 2012, Coach Pickett came to Pierce as an assistant. The following season, he was named head coach.
Fortunately, I was in the right place at the right time, and so I had known Coach Lefrano for 20 years. I played when he coached, I coached against him, and it was a good situation for everyone.
Coaching at Pierce has allowed him to do something many fathers don't get the opportunity to do. Coach Pickett's son, Will, is a sophomore on the team.
He's not my coach when we leave. We try to make sure of that because we want to have like family time. And so we talk about the team a lot. We talk about baseball time, but that's not all we think about all the time, so it's a good thing.
While such a close relationship could cause a problem for some, the Picketts and the rest of the team take it all in stride.
And it's been good. He's made it very easy on me, and probably the best part is that the guys on the team have made it easy on both of us. I can't imagine how tough it is for them to deal with it and for Will to deal with it. And it's been pretty smooth. It really has. Probably the biggest issue is his mom. You know, when I go home, she's not happy with something I did or something. So I have to deal with that.
Sophomore Devin Silver knows what it is about Coach Pickett's style that he likes.
He's very laid back. He's definitely, I would say, a player's coach. We can come out, go up to Pickett's about almost everything and talk to him, which is great. And I think that's what makes him stand out from a lot of coaches. He gets on us when he needs to get on us, but besides that, he's very laid back.
For Coach Pickett, seeing his players move on in life is what is most important.
I mean, that's what we do it for. I mean, this level, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't have control over, but that is kind of one that we do. You know, I implore the kids to get an do well in school. And if they do well in school and they have decent seasons here, they're going to get a chance to go on. And that's really the one thing that I pride myself in. Winning is secondary, if not farther down the list.
According to Coach Pickett, around 72% of his players move on.
Most of them are for baseball. And then the other ones are kind of guys that moved on and got, you know, started working. I got a few LAPD, I got a few, you know, guys that became real estate, whatever it may be. So I think it's around 75%, and it's, you know, and according to my calculations.
The real reward for Coach Pickett isn't during the season.
It's when they come back to me years later and thank me. That's really what it boils down to. Like, hey, you made a difference in my life, or, you know, when I get invited to their weddings, I've been to a few of my players' weddings, and so that's kind of tells me that, you know, at least I've made an impact in their life, something.